Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a fatal single-vehicle collision that occurred on Highway 101 north of Cummings Road on Friday. A Toyota Tacoma, driven by a 62-year-old Nevada man, was headed south on the highway while towing a trailer, when for unknown reasons the Tacoma turned to the right and ran off the road. The vehicle and trailer went down an embankment, and the vehicle collided into a tree. A passerby called emergency personnel, and the driver was extracted from the vehicle. Despite life-saving efforts, however, the driver was pronounced dead at the scene. The driver's identity remains withheld at this time, and alcohol does not appear to be a factor in the crash. Fortuna police arrested a wanted felon thanks to some help from their canine unit Norty on Saturday. Along with Ferndale police, Humboldt deputies, and fishing game personnel, law enforcement went to a residence on Hannah Court in Fortuna and located 40-year-old Jesse Lusseau, who had a felony warrant out in his name. Lusseau fled out the back of the residence and Norty gave chase, eventually tracking him down. He was then placed under arrest and taken into custody without further incident. CAL FIRE has issued the last official update for the Tolley Fire that burned 600 acres northwest of Wichpec. About 175 personnel remain in the area performing mop-up work, but the fire is listed at 100% containment, and a reward for information leading to the arrest of those suspected of starting the fire remains in effect. The news isn't so good for residents near the Gap Fire burning near Happy Camp. That blaze has forced mandatory evacuations and has burned more than 22,000 acres since igniting a week ago on Sunday. There was a public meeting held on Saturday to update residents on the fire behavior, and the goal of fire officials is to keep the fire from jumping the Klamath River to the north. Hundreds of residents have been forced to evacuate, although no structures have been destroyed or damaged since the first day of the fire. Hundreds of bills sit on Governor Jerry Brown's desk awaiting either a signature to become law or a veto and an explanation for that decision. Among the last few bills that were passed by the legislature is Senate Bill 813 that removes the statute of limitations for rape and similar acts, as well as for ongoing sexual abuse. Currently, a felony offense must be prosecuted within 10 years of its occurrence. Senate Bill 109 would ease state restrictions for the construction of accessory dwellings, commonly referred to as the mother-in-law unit, including changes to the state code for water and sewage, building codes, and utility connection fees. The State Department of Fish and Wildlife has issued a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of 24-year-old Sean Eugene Hoff Jr., who was wanted in connection with the shooting incident on August 21st. Hoff is suspected of firing shots at a fish and game warden who was investigating illegal hunting on Redwood House Road near Highway 36. The warden was uninjured and the investigation led to Hoff being identified as the shooter. The sheriff's office has also issued a $500,000 Ramey warrant for Hoff's arrest. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we turn the focus to transportation and its importance to the economic health of the cities and towns along the northern coast of California and the Wild Rivers coast of Oregon. If there is one major concern shared by officials in both Oregon and in California, it's the concern over how to generate the necessary revenue that can be used for road maintenance and repair. The state of Oregon is in the midst of a multi-year study on a mileage tax that drivers would pay instead of the current gas sales tax, and California has begun a testing program as well. Both states are looking at ways to generate funding for road maintenance that is not tied to gas taxes, because as the fuel economy in modern vehicles increases, drivers buy less gas, and that means less money passed to local governments for road maintenance. That loss of funding impacts the region in many ways. Poor road conditions lead to increased vehicle maintenance cost, and it's far more expensive to maintain poor roads with temporary repairs than it is to have a regular maintenance schedule. And that has an impact on our communities on both sides of the border. More than a dozen animals in Humboldt County have tested positive for rabies this year, and you can add to that number a cat located in Orleans. The animal is the second found in the Orleans area in the past few weeks after a rabid fox was found last month. Residents and pet owners are urged to ensure that livestock and pets are up to date on rabies vaccinations. And that's the news on this Monday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.